Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Big Ten Center of the Week, Junior Cam Hayworth. Freshman of the Week, libero Ramsey Gary. They're in West Lafayette tonight trying to duplicate what they did a week ago, winning the Monon Spike. Tonight at 7, venue change, Holloway Gym. Steve Aird's crew will try for its first win in West Lafayette in 14 years in its first sweep of PU in 21 years. But here's Indiana standing 5-3 in the Big Ten for a first time in 30 years. Losses have come to top-ranked Wisconsin, number 2 Nebraska, 14th-rated Penn State.
I mean, it's the goal, and I think the goal only happens if we keep doing what we're doing. I think if you get too high or too emotional or too fired up, you know, it's a hot air balloon. What you want to do is just play well. If we play well and we're consistent and the kids are mature, we'll have a shot to be in the conversation with any team in the country. And, you know, it's really the same in every sport. If you've got great players, you're a good coach. I'm really fortunate that these kids have worked hard as they've worked, and they've done a great job, and they're confident, and they're flying around and having a ton of fun.
Hoosier volleyball head coach Steve Aird. The Hoosiers are back home Saturday against Ohio State at the Wilk at 8 o'clock. Tonight's match with Purdue, Big Ten Plus at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well armed with sectional and regional singles titles, North senior Connor O'Gwynn headed to Park Tudor Friday at 2 o'clock competing the IHSAA Singles State Tournament. He's in the quarterfinals alongside Max Fuller of Garin Catholic. I tell you, O'Gwynn, 6-0 here in the postseason. He's one of seven finalists, and really a tribute to him, the young man, who has been nothing short but clutch with his shot-making and patience, as Cougar head coach Ken Heidinger was telling me.
He had a capacity to hit balls in the court. A lot of kids start off, they want to hit a good shot, they're going to make a mistake in three or four balls, but right off the bat his freshman year, he had the mentality to put a lot of balls in the court. He had a sense to know how not to lose, and that's huge in this game. So that was the first thing that really impressed me about him, and I think that's maybe his most noteworthy characteristic.
Has carried it all the way to the state finals his senior year. Ken Heidinger on his ace, Connor O'Gwynn. We wish him well. He hurdles Max Fuller from Garin Catholic on a Friday. He'll run into a young man from Columbus North, Hank Lynn, who's unbeaten at 13-0 in the semis Saturday at 10 a.m. We wish Connor O'Gwynn the best. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.